This episode of The Mouse in Our House is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Orlando Stroller Rentals, for all of your stroller needs in the Orlando area, Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails Consultant, for quick, easy, beautiful nails in minutes, and Tanner Scooter Rentals for all of your ECV needs in the Orlando area. Hi there, friends. I'm Monica Pinto.
And I'm Maggie Pinto.
And welcome, everyone, to episode 55 of The Mouse in Our House for September 16, 2017. You know where we are. This is where we celebrate everything Disney, all the magic, the fun, those special memories. And of course, there's always going to be some stuff that just isn't so magical, but don't you worry about that. You know, we've got plenty of pixie dust to take care of that for you. Now's when we always invite you to take some time to relax and let's chat Disney, always from our perspective, of course. You know the drill, grab yourself a nice cup of coffee and a little something sweet and let's get started. Tonight, we're keeping it all in the family as we're joined by my cousin, Christina Gomez. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We're going to have
fun. We're excited
fun.
To finally get you on here.
I think we're going to have a lot of laughs.
I'm sure we will.
And on a more serious note, though, as we're recording tonight, we're just coming off of Hurricane Irma that hit the Caribbean and Florida so hard. And, you know, some of you may have noticed we were checking in with a lot of our Mouse in Our House family that was in Florida, checking to see how everybody was doing, asking people to check in. So we're happy to say that we've heard from a lot of people, and they made out pretty well. Some of them are still having a rough time because of the lack of air conditioning and water and electricity. But hopefully everybody is doing better by the time this show releases. We are thinking of you guys. We're happy to have heard from most of you telling us that you're okay. And we will keep checking on you and hang in there. And our thoughts and our prayers are with all of you.
Yeah, I think I just saw that Orlando Strollers opened up.
Yes, they reopened. So if you are traveling down there and if you've made a reservation with Orlando Strollers, our sponsor, they are open for business. Give them a call and check it out, you know. And if you haven't used Orlando Strollers yet, but you're scheduled to go down to the Orlando area, make sure to give them a call. Make sure to get your stroller and tell them that the Mouse in Our House sent you. Okay. All
yes.
right. So we are going to take a quick commercial break to hear about our sponsors, and we'll be right back with our topic for today. Friends, we all love our Disney trips and all the memories and experiences to be had, but the one experience you don't want is to have to carry your children through the parks or from the parks all the way back to your resort room. One solution is to rent a stroller in the parks, but what happens once you're done for the day? You'll need to leave that stroller behind, and you could end up carrying your child all the way back to your resort. But what if there's a better solution? There is! Orlando Stroller Rentals provides white glove service that every mom will love. I know this because I've rented from them numerous times, and boy, did I love it. After renting in the parks on our first trip to Disney World, nothing made me happier than finding Orlando Stroller Rentals. Why was I so impressed? Well, there's so many reasons, but I'll give you just a few. Each stroller is brought to your resort and is waiting for you upon arrival. At the end of your vacation, the stroller will then be picked up directly from your resort. Does it get any more convenient than that? I don't think so. Each stroller undergoes intensive cleaning and an inspection process, and the strollers are easy to maneuver, easy to fold, and easy to transport. Just ask my husband. The strollers are lightweight but designed to accommodate a higher weight capacity, which makes them functional for older children. They all have reclining seats, making them comfortable for sleeping children, as well as a large sun canopy to protect children from the harsh sun. Nothing ruins a trip faster than sunburn, let me tell you. Make your reservation online today and guarantee your child's comfort at www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. That's www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. Or go to their Facebook page, Orlando Stroller Rentals. Tell them the Mouse in Our House sent you. Okay, Sabrina, let's make sure we have everything for our trip. Shampoo, check.
Bathing suits, check. Oh no, we forgot to do our nails.
Oh no, you're right, but we fly out tomorrow.
I really wanted my nails to look nice though.
You know, we have just enough time to do our Jamberry nails before bed tonight. Go grab the hairdryer and the wraps.
Which one should we do?
There are so many to choose from, you decide.
since we're going to Disney, we can do Frozen.
Okay, you can do the Disney kids wraps, the ones with Olaf, and I'll do the ones with my girl Elsa. She's my favorite.
Our nails are gonna look great.
And we can do them quickly before bed. Let's get these done. It's almost your bedtime. Jamberry nail wraps are easy to apply and will last up to 2 weeks on your fingers and up to 4 weeks on your toes. With so many available styles, from their seasonal collection to their simple and classic designs to their international styles, your nails will always look amazing. And you'll love, love, love the Disney collection by Jamberry. Everything from kids wraps to villains to Finding Dory, the princesses, Lion King, and so much more. All you need to do is decide which style you're going to rock, and your nails will be fabulous in minimal time. Don't delay. Contact Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails consultant, today to get started right away. You can reach her at emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. That's emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. And be sure to check out her website at emilyolson.jamberry.com. Friends, one of the things that really stands out to me when I'm at Disney World is all of the groups of multi-generational families that I see. It's so wonderful to see grandparents enjoying their grandchildren experiencing Disney. But sometimes it's not so easy for grandparents to walk all over the world, and so sadly they sometimes miss out on much of the adventure, or even decide they just can't go on the trip. Or what if you get injured right before your Disney trip? Maybe you won't be able to walk, and we all know there's a lot of walking. It's heartbreaking to think of not being able to enjoy a trip you've been planning because of an unexpected injury. Or maybe you struggle with an invisible disability. Thankfully, you can turn to Tanner Scooter Rentals for help. Tanner Scooter Rentals provides personalized, friendly service, and they're the only scooter company in Orlando to provide an on-time delivery guarantee, because no one wants to waste precious Disney vacation time waiting on a scooter delivery. And how great is this? Every delivery includes personal scooter operation instruction, so you won't have to wonder how to get around. And you won't have to waste any time between delivery and getting to the parks, because each scooter is delivered fully charged and ready to go. And here's the best part. Every scooter easily adjusts to your height. All you need to do is ask your delivery specialist for help. And the scooters fold up to fit easily into compact cars, monorails, buses, and boats. So there's nowhere you can't go because you're using a scooter. Plus, keep in mind that each theme park only has so many ECVs available. So by the time you arrive at the park, you might not be able to get one. So why risk it? Make your reservation online today and guarantee that you'll have a clean, safe, and ready-to-go scooter at www.tannerscooterrentals.com. That's www.tannerscooterrentals.com. Or visit their Facebook page at Tanner Scooter Rentals. Tell them the mouse in our house sent you. Okay, so Chris, you just recently got back from Disney World.
I did.
And you went down on August 28th.
Until September the 2nd.
All right. So you just missed
the
hurricane.
I just missed it.
I know that was one of the big worries that you had.
I certainly was worried about it. It was on my mind. But luckily, we made it through. No issues.
Good. So as soon as you came back, Irma started coming around the corner.
She sure did.
All right. So tonight you're going to take us on your trip with you. So tell me, you went down with your family, and tell us who your family consists of.
Sure. I have two boys. I have a 16-year-old, Matthew, and a 14-year-old, Andrew, and my husband.
Does he have a name?
Oh, Charles.
His name is husband?
My husband, Charles. So all four
is
of us.
Is his first name
down.
Husband, last name Charles?
It's close to it.
All right. So you have a different dynamic with your family than we've usually had on the show, where you have two teenage boys.
Yes.
So are they still interested in Disney?
I would say so. The first time we went there, the boys were 2.5 and 4.5. So there is a big difference between, I would say, that very first time we went, and this is our fourth time now. And they definitely enjoyed every second of it.
Okay. So they weren't riding Dumbo this time?
No Dumbo.
No.
Okay. All right.
A lot of roller coasters, I would say.
All right.
Mommy just watches from the sidelines.
Okay.
Nervous?
I like to stay intact.
Okay.
You'll be intact at Disney. It's Disney, for crying out loud. Look, even Irma didn't really, like, do too much.
She was too scared.
Yeah.
She knew all the fans would rebel.
That's right.
All right, so you stayed at which resort?
I stayed at the Wilderness Lodge.
Okay, cool. On whose recommendation?
On yours, of course. I deal with nothing but the best.
There you go. So, oh gosh, she's schmoozing.
Thank you for that.
She's schmoozing today.
I am.
I think she wants to come back on some more episodes.
Maybe.
As soon as I walked in and I saw that grand entrance, it was just absolutely breathtaking. Just like you said. Even the boys could not believe. Well, this was our first time staying at a deluxe hotel. Am I right? This is considered
yes.
a deluxe
yes,
hotel.
Yes, yes.
We've stayed at a Value when they were little, and then we stayed at a Moderate. So this is our first time at a deluxe. And it left us all with our mouth open.
Oh, excellent. Good.
So if you had to compare to the Moderate that you stayed at, or the Wilderness, honestly, what would you prefer?
Well, I would say, again, it depends on the age of the children. I find that being at a Value when they're little is the best place for them to be because it has all those characters. That's what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about it being fancy schmancy. Mm-hmm. They just care about the characters they know and the familiarity of the, you know, the environment around them. And so the Value was just ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were 11 and 12, the Moderate worked because now they're interested in the pool and what can the pool provide. Does it have really steep slides and, you know, things like that. And now that they're a little older, they're interested in comfort. My Andrew, who's the 14-year-old, he loved going down to the lobby and just sitting in the rocking chairs.
Yes.
Right.
And
by
just
the fireplace?
Yep. That's what
Excellent.
He did.
Yeah, that's what we did sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think
just
it just
relax.
Depends on the age of the group of people you're going with.
Okay. So, big question.
Yes.
How was that boat ride to Magic Kingdom?
Fantastic. That I highly, highly recommend. Being at the Wilderness Lodge, which allowed us to take the boat over to Magic Kingdom, really was so ideal. Not that the bus wasn't, because that was really convenient, but knowing that we had another option and it was just seconds away from the door, it was just fantastic.
Yep. Nothing beats that boat ride.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you get to see any of those little new minivans?
Oh, I did. The little mini ones with the polka dots?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Never tempted to use it?
No. I mean, I didn't know much about it until I saw it. And then I wondered how much they cost.
$20.
For everybody.
For a ride, wherever
you go? Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
It's really good if you're going from one resort to another resort for dinner, let's say.
Oh, that's very nice.
You know, like for us, we like to go up to the California Grill at the Contemporary. So we would take the boat over. But then let's say, for whatever reason, boat wasn't running by the time
we
got out.
We would take the bus.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'd have to walk to Magic Kingdom and take the bus to get me back
to
the Wilderness.
But how do you get in communication with one of those to be able to take it back
and forth? I think you can do... Do it on the Lyft app is what I'm hearing. Or I'm sure you can go to Concierge and they'll call you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Call one for you.
That's great.
It is.
That's really convenient.
You know, especially for like us, we've never gone to like Animal Kingdom Lodge to eat at any of the restaurants there.
Yeah.
Because it's so difficult to get around from resort to resort. But now it opens up that possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for $20, you can't beat it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, so take us on your first day, and tell us basically what your day consisted of. Where did you eat? What were your favorite rides?
Well, let me see. The first day that we got there, we left. Our flight was at 6 a.m. We landed about 9:30. And by the time, this is the first time that we had the automatic check-in.
Yes.
Is that how you say by the phone? So I'm not crazy about it. And I would. This is the reason why. Because I'm used to going to the front desk and them giving me a little map and telling me here's this, this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great that, and I was excited when we first got the email and they told us exactly what floor we're staying. So, but we couldn't find where our room was because we didn't know anything about the hotel because we had never been there.
Okay. Right.
So, and we just assumed we would find it easily. It wasn't that easy because it's big.
Yeah. So a lot of twists and turns.
So, Norm, I think if I went to a brand new hotel, I would like to do the regular check-in right there in person instead of by phone. So that was the first thing. But it was fine. We found our room. It was beautiful. It was drizzling a little bit on the day that we arrived on that Monday. And so what we did is we went to Hollywood Studios first.
Okay.
So we took the bus over to Hollywood Studios. We were there really quickly. And we were walking around. And, of course, I already had some fast passes planned. And so I believe our first fast pass was at 12 o'clock. And we jumped on the
Tower of Terror.
So, yeah, so it's not for me, but the three boys went on it. My two boys and my husband. They had a great time.
Oh, really?
They love it.
Is this their first time riding?
No.
Oh,
they've been on it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never been on it. I've never been in it. I was almost tempted to go in it and walk back out, you know, just to see what it was like. But I didn't. I waited for them. So they went on that. And right after that, our next one was Star Tours. We did that.
Did you go on that
one? I did that one. Mm-hmm. This is the second time I've ever done it.
I feel a little bit
claustrophobic. But I was fine, but I wouldn't do it again.
Who was a rebel spy? Anybody in your family was a rebel spy?
No.
Okay.
Didn't pick anybody?
Yeah, no. So we did that, and then after that one, we did Toy Story Mania.
Okay.
And that's always fun.
Excellent. Yeah,
yeah,
that's fun.
So we had a great time with that.
Did you eat lunch there?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think where we went for lunch.
Sci-fi?
Sci-fi was dinner. We had dinner there.
ABC?
No. It was the back lot. We went to the back lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I think when we were there,
that's
the back
by
lot
Star
was
Tours.
Yeah,
yes.
It was closed,
yeah. So we went there, and it was good. My husband had a hamburger or a cheeseburger, but without the bun.
Oh.
Yeah, he
without the bun.
Goes bunless. The boys, what did they have? They might have had a regular cheeseburger.
With the bun or with that?
Oh, no. The boys and I had chicken and waffles.
Oh,
there.
Okay. I've
chicken
never
and
had
waffles?
Chicken
yes.
and waffles.
And I only did it because they did. I said, oh, go for it.
How
and
was
it
that?
It was tasty. I enjoyed it.
Good.
Okay. Everybody raves about chicken and waffles,
good.
But
it was good. I would recommend it. Do it one time. It was good.
Okay. Was it chicken spicy?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't. It was like a Kentucky Fried Chicken kind of version of it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then at nighttime, we went to Sci-Fi there. We had left the park. We went a couple more rides, and then we went back to the hotel to get settled in a little bit, put our clothes away, and then at nighttime we went back out and we went to a dinner at Sci-Fi, and that was fantastic. Believe it or not, I had the most delicious steak there. It was just absolutely delicious. Highly, highly recommended. Andrew, he had this fancy shake that had sprinkles around the trim of the glass, and it was like a cupcake tasting.
Wow.
Some kind of shenanigan thing that he was drinking. It was just delicious. And they had a fancy burger. I don't recall what kind it was, but they absolutely enjoyed it, and we had a great time.
Oh, wow.
We had a great time.
How were the movies?
The movies are good, but I'm used to seeing them. This is probably our fourth time there.
Okay.
I asked the boys before I made the reservations if they still were interested in going. They said definitely.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
I did it again. I said, let's go for it.
Okay.
So this time I had a juicy steak, though. It was worth it.
Is that new on the menu?
I don't think so, but usually I would go for a burger at that kind of a place.
Yeah, I can't even.
But I went, you know, I was trying to be a little more healthy, so I went for
a steak?
Well, it was better than I figured a burger with cheese and fries. The steak came with vegetables.
You can always have the hamburger with no bun.
The vegetables came on the side. It was delicious.
You could have gone bunless.
There you go.
I do, but this was a vacation I wanted to enjoy. All buns on board. So it was a great night.
All right. So that night, did you stay for Fantasmic?
No, we didn't. Because it was our first night. We were tired. We had been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And so we didn't. We didn't go that night.
How were crowds?
Not bad at all. Again, since this was my fourth time going, I've always gone the last week of August.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been great as far as crowds. I'm not saying there isn't a crowd there, but for me, it's just ideal. There isn't the kids, I guess, from down south where they say they go back to school by then. And so it's just a normal kind of crowd where you're not waiting hours on end to enjoy something at the park.
Yep, that's why we do that week.
Yeah.
So when you went on the rides, Star Tours and what was the other one?
Star Tours and
Tower of Terror.
How was the wait? How was the wait time?
Well, I would say we had the fast passes for those.
Okay.
So we went in absolutely immediately.
Immediately.
We didn't wait more than 5 minutes, I would say.
Okay.
But probably for the regular line, you might have had to wait 20, 30 minutes that day. It wasn't really bad.
No, that's not bad. considering every time when we go, it's like,
well, we don't go on those rides, though.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, we don't go. We haven't gone on those rides.
Well, we go. So we
Star Tours.
Go on Star Tours.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. But now, like I said, this year and last time we went too, we're not waiting on lines for characters. So this saves us a lot of time.
We waste a lot of time on characters.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue because
it's a different phase.
Our next trip, I'm doing characters.
Yeah.
She's doing characters. Sabrina and I are going to do rides.
Oh, there you go.
No, you're not. You're going to take pictures of me with the characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you have to have an autograph book too.
Of course, that is going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, but there's a guy there taking photographs.
No, you got to pay for
character.
That. Yeah, we got to pay for that.
Okay.
I could get my pictures for free.
Oh. Why don't you take a selfie stick? Aha!
No selfie sticks in the parks.
Oh, that's right. And look, I did not see one.
And you shouldn't because it would get confiscated.
Everybody follows the rules there.
Okay, one long arm is...
No. No. Don't even think about it.
She wants to do characters. Oh,
that's right. It's my turn now.
And then I'll do characters the following year.
Yeah. Now, you let out a very big secret about the last week of August, so nobody tell anybody, okay? You guys didn't hear this from
us. Best time to go. But don't tell anyone.
That
was very important. Yeah, folks, don't tell anybody.
So, did you get a chance to do the pool this day or not?
No, we didn't because it was drizzling all day.
But you
very lightly, but not enough for me to wear a poncho. I just had a baseball cap, and I was good
and you were
to go.
Good.
I
it was
good
just
to go.
Drizzle.
Yep, I was not worried about
it.
It
wasn't like humid or anything. I mean, it was like
it was hot.
It was hot,
but
okay.
Not where I was so highly uncomfortable that I couldn't have fun or anything. No,
okay,
no.
Good.
That's usually the third week of August.
Yeah, you get used to it. So I would say
okay,
I was perfectly
good.
Fine.
All right, what'd you do your second day?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember what I did my second day.
Woke up, had breakfast, went to the park.
You should have come prepared, my dear.
No, but I forgot. I went to Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, so, of course, I wasn't able to get a fast pass for the Avatar ride.
Mm-hmm.
Highly, highly, very disappointed about that. But we decided to go in there with a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as soon as the ropes dropped, we ran for our lives, basically.
The rope drops.
We did, and everybody else in the park did.
Now, well, you were going towards Africa, right?
I was going, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. So we went straight up towards the tree, and then we veered to the left.
Okay.
We did so many turns here and there and everywhere.
You
I don't
lost.
Even know how we got there. We just followed the crowd because that's where
everybody was
going.
There were
going,
no signs
yeah.
for Pandora?
No, there was. There
okay.
was. But everybody was hustling so fast.
All the animals.
I was trying to control tolerate the pain in my shins. I was trying to keep up with everybody around me. But we made it. And when we got there, it's absolutely breathtaking, just the scenery around us.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a really long line. Now, at this point, you don't know how long
to get into the land or to get into a ride?
To get into the ride.
Okay.
So, it kind of circles around the ride, I'm going to say, in some sort of way. But it also went down a big walkway. Now, we
mm-hmm.
weren't sure how long this walkway was,
right.
But we decided, let's give it a try, but we're not going to wait if it's 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll just stick to our other rides that I did have fast passes on. And so when we went on this line, we started seeing that it was really moving quickly. And we said, all right, let's stay on this line for a little bit and let's see how far we could get in like 15, 20 minutes. And by then, we were really up getting closer to the ride. And we realized an hour later, we finally made it to the ride, but it did not feel like it. And
yeah,
I do
because
not
you kept
wait.
Moving, yeah.
Yes, I do not wait on lines an hour, 45 minutes. I have never waited on a line that long. But I have to say, it absolutely did not feel like we were on that line for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on that ride, it was worth every second of waiting on that line. It was absolutely breathtaking, and it did take my breath away. I yelled so much and so loud that my kids said that they even needed earplugs to sit next to me on this ride. It was just
was
so
it all was it
thrilling.
All G-rated?
It was. But it's so exhilarating and thrilling
mm-hmm.
that it's unbelievable to even describe. It really is.
Did you feel the heart of the beast?
I did.
Okay.
It's right. Well, you feel him breathing between your legs. So you feel your inner thighs getting pumped, and then when you're paying attention, he's actually breathing. It's just incredible. It's just something you have to experience to enjoy, like I did. As soon as we came off the ride, we had this refreshment that one of my sons discovered. It's right next door. As soon as you come down, it was so delicious. I wish I would remember the name and the stand of it. It was like a slushy type deal, and then it had these little balls. Absolutely worth it. We use that as one of our snacks. So delicious. And then my older son said that one of his friends had recommended that we eat at the new Pandora place.
What is that? Santuli Canteen or something like that?
Absolutely delicious. I loved it, loved it, loved it.
So what you have?
So it was like a combination kind of platter. And it had, you could choose between grilled chicken and grilled steak. And I think it came with rice. And like a slaw, but the flavors were just absolutely delicious. Even my boys absolutely enjoyed it. My oldest son, he chose, it was like these hamburger rolls. And they're sort of like in like a dumpling bread. And the meat's inside, and he really enjoyed that. I took a little bite of the bread itself. It almost looks like it's raw, but it's absolutely baked. It was delicious.
Oh, okay.
Highly recommended, definitely. Okay. Two thumbs up on that one.
So I think we've had two people now say that they really enjoyed it. And I think one person said they really didn't enjoy it.
Right.
I forget who was who, but I'm pretty sure that's...
Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
Okay. And the food there doesn't look like normal food.
Obviously. No, it's different. It's different.
Okay.
But it's just so flavorful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do Tough to be a Bug?
We did, of course, and my kids were behind me every step of the way. They enjoyed it. And again, the stabbing when it happens on your back.
What's stabbing on your back?
It's like one of the bugs or something, or the bees.
I've never felt that.
Well, probably you're not sitting right when the poker pokes you in your back.
I've never felt that.
Oh, yes.
I never felt that.
You know what? Sabrina's usually kind of leaning into me, so my shoulder's probably away from
me. It really pokes me good this time.
Oh.
But I love, love, love.
That is one of my favorite shows.
I like that.
The boys did not mind at all. They giggled just like when they were little. And a lot of memories, you know, came flowing back.
Of course.
And I was telling them, this is what happened when we came on this ride the very first time. And they giggled. And I said, you'll be having these same stories when you have your kids and you'll be coming here. So it was nice.
Well, let's hope they're going there.
Hopefully, hopefully.
If I'm any influence.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you'll do the planning for them.
Oh, sure, why not? You know, my favorite part of that whole thing, and this was the first time I ever felt it was our last trip, when the cockroaches go by.
Oh, yeah.
I've never, because I've always been waiting on them, so I kind of lift a little bit. But this last time I didn't.
All buns have to stay down.
This time I made myself stay down. And I was like, whoop!
Yeah, definitely.
For a first time, it's unexpected. It's cool.
I expected it because you had told me about it.
Yeah, it's just great.
So I was like, oh, I don't want that feeling. Yeah. So it was kind of always kind of lifted.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Did you get to eat at Flame Tree Barbecue?
No, we didn't.
Oh, wow.
No. We just went to that place that day.
All right.
And we were hoping to make it at nighttime, but we missed the opportunity, too. We got busy with going to the other parks, and we never had an opportunity to go back again.
Did you do the Navi River ride?
Yes, we did.
The same day?
The same day. I had a fast pass for that, so the line was really long. It was probably an hour to an hour and a half.
For the river ride?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I was a little bit disappointed. Popular. It wasn't very exciting for me. It was
beautiful. Well, it's not supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to be more beautiful and scenic. And
it's like a ride about the rainforest. And
it was nice, but, you know, I guess... After going and being on the Avatar ride,
you got to do it the opposite way.
It was, you know, I had higher expectations, so, you know, but it was a beautiful ride. It was nice.
How was the Avatar at the end, or the shaman, or whatever it was?
Great.
All right. So once you left Animal Kingdom, where'd you go? Were you always going back to the hotel every day?
Yes. We would go back in the afternoon to either take a little nap or just relax a little bit, because we did a lot of walking. We always do when we go to the parks. We're like nonstop family. We're always on the go. And we definitely needed a rest. Or at least Mom did.
Okay.
So we would rest.
Did you get to do the pool?
That day, yes, we did.
Any day? I mean, did you get to use the pool?
Yes, we did. It was beautiful, just beautiful.
Okay.
It was nice.
All right, take us on our next little trip.
So our next little trip was to Magic Kingdom.
Woohoo, my favorite.
Cool.
So I'm trying to think of that ride as soon as you walk in.
To the Magic Kingdom? It's called Main Street.
No, when after you go through Main Street,
yes,
and you're going into, what is it, Tomorrowland?
Yes.
Tomorrowland.
That big
Mission Space?
Yeah, but is that, no, that's not the name of it. That's the one on the left side. The one on the right side, what's it called? The one that looks like it's a big circus thing.
Mission Space?
No. That's,
I mean, not, I'm sorry, not Mission Space. Spaceship Earth. No, not,
no.
Spaceship Earth.
This is
Space Mountain. I've never been on any of those. So.
Okay, well, I've never been to Space Mountain, but my boys have, and they love that ride. So they went on Space Mountain like 2 times. So
wow.
They went on
like
Space
back to
Mountain.
Back, like...
Yes. So they went
wow.
to Space Mountain, and then we also did
Buzz Lightyear.
I love my Buzz Lightyear.
Never been on it.
You've never been on Buzz Lightyear?
No,
I have
vertigo.
No, but that one's not bad. You the chair can rotate all the way, but you don't have to. You could just stay in one direction.
Do you know these people that I go with?
Oh, it was fun. We have fun with that.
I do a lot of waiting and going into stores and all of that.
Big competition when we go there.
Meanwhile, we went on it like 5 times. She's still looking inside the store.
Oh yeah, and again, it was on a fast pass. We were in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But the regular wait was actually going pretty quick, so we had no issues at all with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also went on.
Did they do Mission Space, by the way, since we talked about it so much?
Yes, they did.
And?
Well, I had a fast pass, but also when we walked by the ride, there wasn't a long wait, so the boys hopped on there and did the regular, two.
Green?
Yeah.
I think green is the calm one.
Okay, so they went on the calm one. I've been on the calm one. And I wasn't interested in going the green, yellow, red, blue. I was going to stay out of that ride. It just doesn't work for me. I feel a little bit claustrophobic, so I waited outside while they went on that one. It was great. But then we had the fast pass, and now they were going to try...
The orange?
Yes.
Okay.
So they had a good time.
Did Chuck go too?
Chuck did, my husband. But he did. He said... Because this was after lunch when he went on that one.
Oh, what were you thinking?
He did say that if it would have been a couple of seconds longer, it wasn't going to have a pretty ending for him. But
well, they have barf bags.
Well, but he did have a good time. But he did say he was very close to letting it all out.
On the orange side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Now, we also did the Mines Train.
Oh, the Seven Dwarfs Mines Train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I've never been on it. Don't know how fast it goes. I'm not a real roller coaster person now that I'm older. But I did go on it,
and
I did a lot of yelling on that one, too.
And you're okay.
I'm okay, but I did a lot of yelling on
was
that
it
one.
G-rated
now,
yelling?
Was it like a good yelling, like you were having fun,
or
was it scary?
Was the little girl in front of you covering her ears?
Well, let's just say I was asking for help.
For help?
Well, I needed some mercy because it was going pretty fast for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, my boys were very disappointed. We're very disappointed with the ride because they were hoping for a little more spins and turns.
Yeah,
but for me,
down?
It was more than enough.
Okay, so I have to tell the listeners this just so that they get some kind of visual.
Good laugh.
So we are looking at your PhotoPass picture right now on the Mine Train.
Yes.
You're sitting in the first row of
that particular
ride.
They're squeezed so tightly.
You're sitting next to your husband. Your husband's got a smile on his face. He looks cool, calm, and collected.
Yes.
You look like you are...
Crying.
It was going
so fast. Your eyes are squeezed shut.
Yes.
You're making the face, like, get me out of here now.
I think a ride like this should have like a higher headrest for someone like me to just hold my neck a little better.
Because
it was like back to the
right.
It was
jerking you back and forth, yeah.
And I just wish I had a little more stability.
Andrew looks like, yeah!
Yeah, yeah.
And Matthew's like, wee!
Yeah.
This is a great picture.
But let me show you
the
best picture of all when we went on, what was it, Space Mountain again?
Yeah.
The boys went on Space Mountain. Let me know what's happening in this picture here.
Oh, let's see.
Because there's a dead woman.
Oh, my goodness.
Sitting
in Wait a minute,
front.
That's a cast member.
I know. Now,
wait, can I make this bigger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if she is pretending to be dead because the picture's being taken. Or if she died on the ride.
Well, first of all, by her uniform, I think she might belong over to the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
She literally is slumped in her seat.
Looks like she's dead.
Looks like she's dead. Her eyes are closed. Her mouth
is
hanging open.
It is the funniest picture ever.
Yeah.
She had to be alive.
Been holding on to anything.
I wish we could show this picture to the viewers. They would
well,
just
we can definitely post this if you share this with me.
Sure.
I can post it.
That'd be great.
That is the funniest
picture. When I saw this picture, I could not believe
it. Did you see people running towards you? When they were getting off the ride. So no emergency personnel.
No, I really think that maybe they just do this for laughs. Like, I just think...
With a bad wig.
It really... I hope this is not one of our listeners.
I hope not. But you truly have to see it how we're talking about this poor lady. But she's really slumped over like she's dead.
If I saw that, I would be screaming this poor person had died.
By the time the picture popped up on my phone, you know, we were already on to, I don't know what.
So just leave her there?
Well, like I said, if she was dead or wasn't able to stand up, it would have been noticed immediately.
It really looks bad. So share this picture with me. Send it to me. And I will definitely post it up with the
thing. I
think
we'll have some good laughs and good comments with that one.
Oh, yes. So listeners, when you see this picture, caption it for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Share your captions for this picture with us. And if you know this person,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
What can I say? You know, so take us, where are we going next? Did you eat at the Magic Kingdom?
I'm sure I did.
Somewhere. You have to eat
be our
at
guest?
The Magic Kingdom.
No, be our guest.
I tried.
No
I tried
fast
ahead
no
of
fast
time.
Pass?
No.
No,
I tried ahead of time. They were absolutely booked.
Oh, wow.
So I did walk up to... our hostess, and I asked her if there was any availability at any time for lunch or dinner, and she said they're pretty booked up, but for me to check periodically, but, you know, we were just all over the place, so it really didn't matter, because we were going to do counter service for lunchtime anyway.
Okay.
Because we were planning on doing Ohana for nighttime, so that's what we did.
Okay. Did you get to see the afternoon parade?
No. Again, my boys are really not interested
in the parades. I don't like parades.
Is this the 3 o'clock parade that people ask what time is the parade at?
Yes, except now it's at 2 o'clock.
They're an hour late.
But wait, is it still called the 3 o'clock parade?
It's not the 3 o'clock parade. It's the...
I read somewhere that people
They ask
what time is the 3 o'clock parade.
And
people say,
yes.
At 3 o'clock?
It's the Festival of Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
They recently changed it to 2.
That is funny. Well, I'm glad I didn't wait for 3 o'clock then.
Yeah, it would have been over.
Yeah, I think I would have.
You would have been so upset. You know, your boys would have been upset. Your husband would have been like, "Oh, let's go get a hamburger."
I am not a parade person at all, but this parade is 150% worth it.
I wish I would have seen it then.
It's fantastic. The floats alone, and the amount of characters that you get, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Look it up on YouTube.
Some of the characters.
I'm really, glad I didn't see it now.
It's really, really good, I have to say. So, take us to Ohana.
Ohana was delicious. Now, we had taken the boys there before when they were little, but they didn't remember at all.
I've never been.
Okay, they didn't remember at all. The wait was a bit long. I believe our dinner appointment was at 5, a reservation was at 5:50, and we probably didn't go in until maybe 6:30-ish or so.
Oh, wow.
Wow, was that packed?
But it wasn't bad, the wait, because we were sitting in the waiting area, and they did have seating, and at the same time, there was a Hawaiian dancer dancing outside, so we got to see him from the glass, and we weren't bored or didn't feel like we were waiting too
long.
Was
it Dwayne Johnson?
No, it wasn't.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
There's a fascination with Dwayne Johnson on this podcast.
Sorry to disappoint you on that one.
Have to say something.
Here we go. It's a Dwayne Johnson thing.
No.
It's a rock.
It is. My daughter made me very proud today at school. Can I just say this?
What?
So she tells me when she gets in the car today that in one of her classes, they had to talk about legendary people.
And that's who she thought of?
And
hey, do not blaspheme on this show.
Jesus.
So, guess who she picked? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, she tells me.
Really?
And she proceeds, and so the teacher says, well, what is about him? What is it about him that makes him a legend? She's like, well, he's an actor, and he was also a wrestler. And my mom, she's a huge fan.
Now, did she say this in an English accent like you're saying it?
She does. She has started to say actor now, which makes me giggle. But she says, my mother is a huge fan. And the teacher and the... I said, did you really say... She goes, yes, I told them that you love him. So I said, well, what happened? She's like, everybody was laughing. I was like, no wonder they were all giving me weird looks. Even your teacher gave me a weird look.
Oh my gosh.
When she came in. She's like, but what I didn't tell the mom, and I usually don't tell people this, but I'm quite a big fan too.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm like, okay, you represented well.
She's going to be a little monster like you then.
Stalker.
I'm trying. Anyway, all right, so go back to your dinner.
Ohana. So it was delicious. As soon as we sat down, they gave us like a coconut bread, delicious with bread with butter. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, we're all four hungry adults.
Of course.
Three of them boys. We ate that in about 2.2 seconds.
You
and we
killed
had to
it.
And you asked for more.
You asked for more.
Of course
you asked for more.
It's all you can eat. You got it all you can eat.
You can ask for seconds.
So
don't
we
be
got
bashful.
Some more.
Sometimes people are too embarrassed.
Well, not my family. We try to get our money's worth. So
on your free dining plan?
Yes, on a free dining Well, yeah, I guess so. So then they brought us a salad. It was delicious.
Your salad. Everybody raves about this salad.
I definitely would have asked for more, but I knew that we just had so much more coming. It just would be wrong, and then it would be waste.
It would be wrong.
It would be wasteful, because then we would just eat a little bit of this, and we didn't want to do that either. Mm. So we didn't ask for more, but I really, really did want more. And then a big, giant, so they do this family style. So they bring out this big, giant bowl. In the middle, it sort of had, like, noodles. Sort of looked like spaghetti, but they're, like, noodles. And then it came with, like, dumplings that were absolutely delicious. I believe it had some vegetables. And also had, like, some chicken wings, flavored chicken wings.
Still have the shrimp?
The shrimp come in skewers. So
oh,
that came in.
It used to be peeled, like easy peel shrimp.
But that came in the big giant bowl. I don't think it had shrimp in that bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then our waiter comes around with a big giant skewers of chicken, steak, and then shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken was great, the steak was great, and the shrimp were great. But I really, really enjoyed that shrimp for some reason.
Okay.
It was really like it still has the peel on it.
Okay.
And so like first you suck it, you're really enjoying the juices. And it was just absolutely delicious. I mean, everything was delicious, but for some reason, I really took to the shrimp this time.
And is the food spicy there?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
It's just flavorful.
Okay.
Every bite is flavorful.
Because the last time somebody told me something wasn't spicy, it was spicy.
It was flavorful. And we ate a good amount of food, I would say.
Did you keep it coming?
Not of everything. I would say of the pasta and all that, no. One platter is more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
But he did probably come around twice with the meats.
Mm-hmm.
More
okay.
for the boys. But it was really, really good. It was really good.
Okay.
Did you have, what is it, the banana bread at the end?
It was like a sponge. I'm trying to think of what flavor
it was.
Like
a bread pudding or something.
Yes, it was delicious. Absolutely. But we are so full at that point. But
you have
really,
enough room for the dessert?
You don't, but you have to taste it. So we each took a couple of bites of it just to say and tell everyone how much we enjoyed it. And it was worth every bite.
Okay.
It
so
was good.
Cool.
Did they roll you out onto the beach to watch Happily Ever After?
No, because it was still early in the evening at that point. So,
it was still daylight.
Yeah, it was still daylight. So we went back on the monorail. And we caught it back to Magic Kingdom and went into Magic Kingdom that
mm-hmm.
night. And then we ended up seeing then the fireworks by
mm-hmm.
that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just absolutely breathtaking.
Where were you standing for the...
We were standing, I would say, between the back of Main Street. It's actually like an alley that's normally closed.
Mm-hmm.
But it was open because there's so many people that they actually opened the alleyway. And we were in that alleyway. So more to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Of Main Street.
Okay.
Okay.
Like towards Tomorrowland?
Yes.
Okay.
Between
okay.
Tomorrowland and Main Street is this alley, and then we're standing in that alley.
Okay. Did you like it better than Wishes or Wishes Rules?
I would say this one was really just magnificent. Not to say the other one isn't, but this was newer.
It was
different. It was
different.
Just beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Okay. How were the crowds getting onto the buses?
Well, I didn't have to worry about it at Magic Kingdom because I hopped on my
boat.
I hopped on my little boat and went straight to my hotel without a problem. I looked back and I saw those crowds of people at Magic Kingdom, mm-hmm. it left me with my mouth open. That's when I really saw what a big difference being on that boat was as opposed to the bus.
So that's
for Magic Kingdom.
That's when
I heard
the bells go off in my head and I knew that you were happy that you had stayed there.
It was, yeah. I mean, it was really mind-blowing to see
the
difference between the crowd of me going on the boat and the crowds going to that bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's more powerful and more noticeable at Magic Kingdom because a lot of people,
yes.
you know, do go to the Magic Kingdom at nighttime. And so it was incredible. Yeah. Well, so I just hopped right on the boat and was in the hotel in 10 minutes.
Yeah. I remember when we took the boat, it was like, the sun was going down, and we saw the sunset.
So nice.
Yeah,
we
looked back. We were all the way in the back of the boat, and we just looked at the sun.
There's nothing like coming around that bend, and you see Magic Kingdom from that angle. Because usually we're huffing it from
the buses,
so you don't really get to see. But to see it on the water coming at you,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
So, what else did you do on this trip?
So we also went to Epcot one day. Couple days, I was gonna say, and at the same time they had the Food and Wine Festival, so we got to dabble a little bit in that, which was fantastic.
First time
is the first time, so we weren't sure how that works or how we could be a part of it. And basically, when you're around the countries,
showcase,
they had a lot of extra stands set up, and you can have, or they were advertising like 3 or 4 different dishes of that country. It could be a dessert or it could be an appetizer, but it was, so for example, for Canada they had like a filet mignon and a special sauce, and that's what we tasted. It was absolutely delicious. I mean, this was high quality food that we were having, and it, let's say it would cost you, now this is like a sample size, you're not having a meal there, you're just tasting the different foods. And let's say that would be normally $6 that they were selling it for. But if you had the meal plan, let's say, we're entitled to 2 snacks a day. And if you haven't used your snacks for the day or if you haven't used them yet for the week, you could use that snack to purchase that filet mignon. So we ended up not paying anything because we said we're going to use our snack for the filet mignon. So it was delicious. My son had like a cheddar soup that he got from Canada. We tried calamari from Italy. We also tried like, an antipasto from Italy. That was very good. Then from United States, there was actually a lobster roll. That was delicious. So we enjoyed that. Again, these were all sample sizes, but we used them with our snacks, and we didn't have to pay a single thing. So we just ate away every time we would walk somewhere and we saw something we liked. Why not give it a try?
So let me ask you, so if you, it, like the filet mignon was $6,
yeah,
did you have to use 2 snack credits for that?
Everything was one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because a snack credit I think usually takes you up to $5, if I'm not mistaken.
I think there was even stuff for $7 that you could
and you
use.
Can use just
yeah
oh okay.
yeah
Did the trick try any of the wine?
No, he didn't do any wines this time. Yeah,
not tequila.
He didn't do any beers. I suggested it, but he wasn't really interested. He was more interested in the foods.
In the foods, yeah.
So we just did the foods.
Okay.
All right. The boys enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. Because, again, that was a new experience for them. They never experienced it before. So it was absolutely delicious.
Cool.
Highly recommended if anybody gets an opportunity to go at the same time that they're doing the food and wine festival.
Okay. Did you go on the new Soarin'?
Was it new? What's
yes.
different about
yeah.
it? I went on it 2 times.
Soaring around the world now.
As opposed to?
California, I think, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
it was
the other
all,
one
California.
All California.
No, this was the same movie, I think, that
did
I
you
saw
see the
last
Great Wall of China?
Yeah. So
it's a new movie.
Yeah!
New
I
that's
didn't even
new.
Wait, when was the last time you were there?
3 years ago, I believe.
Oh, yes, it's a new one.
Oh, okay. I didn't,
you didn't
realize.
You didn't smell the oranges, did you?
You're right, I didn't. I didn't even realize that. I thought it was the same one.
So Disney wasted all that money and you didn't even realize it was a whole different thing.
That's someone like me, but maybe someone that's really, you know, perceiving. You know, I'm normally scared to go on these rides.
Pandora, you see how long that wait is?
Yeah.
That's how long that wait was.
I remember because when we went, you know, the last couple of years, we always, you know, they had to wait long. And, you know, I would just sit on the sidelines because I did not want to go on the rides. I'm a little afraid of heights since being a mom. And so, but this time I said, I'm going to go. And I went on it twice.
And twice he didn't realize.
I did not realize
it. That is hilarious.
But it was wonderful.
Good. That is hilarious.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to say, you didn't do Ellen's Universe of Energy. That was already closed, I think.
Yeah,
that might have closed like the week before.
Yeah, no. We didn't do that.
Three Caballeros in Mexico?
Oh, which was that the one that you go through
the
tunnel in the restaurant? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we always do that every year we go.
You always have to do that.
And my boy said, why are we eating at this restaurant like we usually do? And I said, because I made reservations at La Hacienda across the way. And I made it for 8 o'clock at night that evening because that way we could see the fireworks at 9 o'clock.
So how'd that go?
Fantastic. We didn't sit exactly right next to the window, but we were behind, let's say, the table that was by the window.
Yeah.
And first of all, my meal was delicious. I believe I ate braised short ribs over mashed potatoes, and that was delicious. My husband had a roasted half chicken, and the boys had tacos.
There were
three different kind of meat tacos, and they really enjoyed it. It was gone in seconds.
Wow. Oh wow!
And then the show started, and it was a spectacular view.
Last time you'll see Illuminations.
Oh, why?
They probably will. It's already been around for quite a long time, so that's probably going to be the next one to get revamped.
Oh, it was nice. It was nice. And the waiters at the restaurant, just overall, it was a nice experience. Because I had never been there before. It was the first time.
That's where we had our whole family reunion when we went.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I have to say, if you're not on the meal plan, you're very foolish because it's quite expensive. And especially if you have a big family
or a family in general. That's true.
It's so costly. So
that's true. Especially
for you. I highly
recommend
the meal plan. Even if you have to pay it. I mean, I lucked out and I got it for free. It just happened that way. But I was planning on paying for it regardless originally. So
yeah. Especially with all adults. Because, you can go anywhere and you can have a steak wherever you want and you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
And that's usually what we do. When we go on vacation to Disney, we're eating probably the most expensive thing on the menu.
Yeah, I
want to
enjoy myself.
Exactly.
Right.
And I don't have to think about it.
Yeah. And we're not drinkers as far as drinking beer and wine, so we don't really have to worry about a bill coming for that. But if you want an appetizer or anything, it's not included. But at that point, it's just a couple of bucks and you don't mind spending it.
Well, you're on vacation, you're supposed to splurge.
I worked everything I ate off with all that walking. Believe me.
What would you say was your favorite dinner or table service from the trip?
Let me see. I really enjoyed all of them, I have to say.
My
sci-fi steak really was delicious.
It sounds
and
like
I also
sci-fi
went
steak.
To the Tuta.
Tuta Italia,
and I ate lasagna this time.
Uh-huh.
And that was very good, too. That was the second time we had been there from the past, and that was delicious. I have to say, every meal was just as good as the one prior.
Now, I remember. I just remembered,
You
usually love Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yes.
Did you go there?
We didn't go there this time because, again, I was trying to have a little bit of new, but, like, if they wanted to go to a sci-fi where they had memories of being there when they were little, I wanted them to still experience that. But we did love Liberty Tree, and that's where we met the chipmunks for the first time when the boys were little.
The chipmunks?
Oh,
yeah.
The chipmunks.
Yeah, the chipmunks.
Really?
Yeah.
We've never had characters in that meal
never
ever.
Never had the chipmunks. We haven't seen them.
Oh, you know what? I also remembered when I went to, I believe it was Magic Kingdom. We had lobster rolls at, what's that place called? By with Thunder Mountain is. What's that section called over there?
Frontierland.
You could get lobster rolls in one little place. We ate there before. Delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
We did meet Chip and Dale, though. Just getting back to you. Yes, in Hollywood Studios.
Okay. All
right. Really? I never knew there were lobster rolls in the farms. Don't tell my sister.
I know. It's delicious. We all had them. Chuck actually had
the bunless chick?
Like the fish and chips sort of.
Yes.
Yeah, he had that and
Epcot.
Boys had the lobster roll.
They had fish and chips at Magic Kingdom too?
Yeah, where we had the lobster rolls.
Oh, okay.
So that was another alternative to the lobster roll.
Oh.
Now, the lobster roll, I believe, comes with chips,
uh-huh.
but I wanted french fries, so they let me have the french fries, and they didn't charge me extra for it.
Oh, wow, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Now, some places have free refills where you're filling up your own soda, but some places don't, But if you ask them, do you give free refills? They certainly do. You just bring your cup up to the counter and they'll refill it for you, just for any big soda drinkers.
Okay.
Since my kids are, I had to ask ahead of time.
Any other special memories or anything from your trip?
Just, it was spectacular overall.
Okay. All right. What was your favorite ride?
The Avatar ride, hands down.
Flights
of
Passage.
It was just absolutely the most memorable.
Least favorite?
Least favorite. Well, it's not that it's my least favorite, but that...
The river? The Seven Dwarfs?
Oh, the river. Oh, no, I forgot to talk to you about the Frozen ride.
Oh, okay, yes, yes, yes.
I was very disappointed in it.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yes, now I love the movie, and I love to feel the goosebumps when the music starts. The ride didn't do that for me, so I was a little disappointed with
that.
What
didn't you like about the ride?
I just feel like it was a little bit too plain. There wasn't a lot going on in the scenery, and so it disappointed me.
I have to say, I feel redeemed or vindicated on this one, because when we were doing our touring around the world sessions,
right.
Remember Rod Wheaton came on from W. Mousinger,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about it, and I said I had watched it on YouTube and I wasn't feeling it so much, and I am the biggest Queen Elsa fanatic out there, and he said he couldn't wait, he thought it was going to be great, and I think afterwards, maybe a week or so later, I think I Facebooked with them and I asked them about it, and they loved it. And I was like, I don't know. So you saying that.
Yeah.
All right.
It wasn't awful, but I was just disappointed
anything,
because I expected to get out of there with.
No this. Thrill. It was
yeah.
no thrill.
No, no,
okay.
no.
Even
no.
Elsa singing Let It Go?
I always loved that, of course. I always loved that.
Did you bow to the queen?
What queen?
Queen Elsa?
Oh.
Do you know me?
Look, you have to remember I have two boys at home. It's my house.
Yes, but
my character's experience are a little different
yes,
than yours.
But we know it's the queen.
Yeah, but it was just a little disappointing. I put too many high expectations on that one, I think.
Oh, okay.
So that's
okay.
What happened there.
So absolutely no meets and greets. Oh, wait a minute. Did you
no.
do Launch Bay?
Oh, yes, we did. We did. That was the first time. Well, how long has it been out for? And
Launch
that
Bay
was
first.
Totally by mistake, I'm going to say, because we were waiting for our Fast Pass time for Toy Story Mania, and we had, I believe, like a half an hour to kill or 40 minutes to kill. And I said, hey, let's try this one. This is a new one for us. And we went in and we saw the making of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely enjoyed every second of that movie.
Now, do you guys like Star Wars?
Yes. I couldn't tell you a single thing about the movie. I watch every one of them with the boys. But the way, just the making of the movie and the people behind the scenes, I was so impressed with that movie that I left asking my older son if he wanted to be some sort of director or some kind of involvement in movies. And he told me I was crazy. But it was just, it was so well done.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. And then when you walk out, then you see these costumes, and it's just really, really nice.
So
what
did you meet?
Job.
What characters did you meet there?
Well, I didn't go to that section because the little kids were there. So we just walked around to see the different...
This is the one character meet and greet that the adults want to go to.
But again, my kids are very different. So we did.
You didn't want to meet Kylo Ren?
No, I don't even know who that is.
Wow. And here you have it, folks. I have found someone
who
knows less about Star Wars than me.
Sorry to disappoint you. Sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, man.
But it was really nice. They did a really nice job there. And I just want to say we also went to go see Ariel.
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Yes, I got my boys to see it again.
And they enjoyed it?
Again. Of course they did.
Pretty girl up on stage. Of course.
Every second of it.
I'm pretty sure that they would kill you if they heard you say this right now.
They were not complaining when we left there. It was
with all the lasers and the misting coming down.
Yes, and what's the lady, that big lady?
Ursula.
The lady. I love my Ursula.
Oh.
She loved my Ursula. And the boys did it again, and they decided they would go with me to see the show, and we did not disappoint.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
Did you do what I told you to do? Did you go visit Gaston in the Magic Kingdom?
The store.
No, the man.
No, the guy.
Oh, no,
the character Gaston.
But Chuck, out of nowhere, said, we have to go to the Gaston place.
Tavern. Gaston's Tavern.
Yes.
Gaston's
Tavern. And so we went looking for this tavern. And
what do you mean you went looking for this tavern?
Well, we didn't know what it was. We thought it had food.
It has a fountain right out in front of
we
it.
We thought it had food.
It has food.
It just has snacks. We were looking for food. Because Chuck had it in his head that you told him they have delicious sandwiches.
No.
That was really Be Our Guest, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. But
he
they have a delicious cinnamon bun.
Well, now it's a little late for you to be telling me this because I'm not
No, I'm sure I told you, but you guys don't take notes when I speak.
Sorry, we must have forgot. But
had you listened to the show.
I'm sorry about that.
And my whole,
spiel on it?
No, if you had gone through my tour of Disney World, you would have known a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, he remembered the Gaston. We just couldn't remember what you told us about it.
Well, did you like the decor? It was just
it was
like in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Did he sit in the chair?
No.
That was
there wasn't a chair. I don't remember seeing a chair to sit on.
The chair with the antlers on it. What are you talking about?
I don't remember.
Even Manny hung out on the
chair. Yeah.
We saw Monica. We walked and
everywhere.
Saw so much.
It seems like you didn't.
Sounds like you only walked halfway. No,
did you go on the Jungle Cruise?
No, we didn't do that this time. We do it every single time. But this time...
But there was other interests that you guys were...
Do you know
who
jumped on the Jungle Cruise a few months ago out of the blue?
Who?
Dwayne Johnson.
In Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you're...
Do you know that I wasn't there for that day?
Oh,
but some lady was there and she took a snapshot of his butt.
Well, he jumped right in front of her.
Wait, was he sitting with the animals out in the field?
No. When you get onto the boat for the Jungle Cruise, he just...
Commandeered
the ship.
Oh,
because he is going to be starring in the remake of The Jungle Cruise. Or the new movie of The Jungle Cruise.
Oh, that's
right.
Cool.
Yes, he's very Mr. Disney. He does a lot of Disney
movies. That's nice.
Yes.
There you go. You're always showing your support for Disney.
And The Rock.
And The Rock. We'll keep him in business forever. Don't you worry.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Next trip. Scheduled? Not scheduled?
To Disney?
Yes.
Next year?
We'll see.
Two years.
We'll see where life takes us. Maybe.
Next she's staying.
I'm always open for that opportunity.
Next
of course.
She's staying at the Polynesian.
Well,
you're moving on up.
The budget, I don't know about that budget, but
the boys are older now. They go off to college. You and Chuck can sneak down for a romantic weekend.
You never know. That would be nice. I'm always willing to do that. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Of course, with my free meal plan, preferably. But I'll take it.
Or, me and Manny might do it and you keep Sabrina for a weekend.
Oh, well, that could be also worked out.
I don't think Sabrina will appreciate that, but okay.
Yeah.
You would feel guilt.
Yes.
But
I think she would feel gypped.
She did ask me the other day in the car. She's like, Mommy, how come you and Daddy don't go on a second honeymoon?
Aww.
And I said, oh, okay, can we go to Disney? She's like,
Not there.
You can go anywhere else,
Somewhere else. Disney.
Yeah, that's not
a good place
to start.
All right. Okay, Chris. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight and telling us.
Thank you for having me.
Do you think the boys would want to go back?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Tomorrow, if they could.
Well, some teenage boys, they're not into that, and that's okay.
No.
They'll come back full circle.
Oh, absolutely. They had a great time. I think they're always willing to go there.
All right, cool. All right. Well, friends, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. Please be sure to check out all of our wonderful sponsors. You know who they are. Orlando Stroller Rentals at www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. Their Facebook page is Orlando Stroller Rentals. Emily Olson, Independent Jamberry Nails Consultant at emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. Her website is emilyolson.jamberry.com. And she also has her Facebook page at emilyolson-jamberrynails Independent Consultant. And, of course, let's not forget Tanner Scooter Rentals at www.tannerscooterrentals.com or visit their Facebook page at Tanner Scooter Rentals. If you love Walt Disney World and the theme parks and you enjoy walkthrough videos of the parks, make sure to go over to YouTube and check out our friends. Subscribe to the Theme Park Brothers YouTube channel. They have great, great, great videos there. You will really get a feeling for everything in the Orlando area when you click on their YouTube channel. And also, our friend, Greg Nevis, great friend of the show. If you enjoy listening to podcasts that aren't necessarily Disney-related, check out his podcast. It's The Chat Podcast. And he interviews some awesome guests on that show. And please don't forget to make our show easier to find by going over to iTunes to rate and review the show.
Folks, you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ The Mouse in Our House. And you can also find us out on Twitter at Mouse in Our House. And you can also contact us at themouseinourhouse@yahoo.com.
And don't forget to reach out to us if you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World or anywhere else. Let us steer you in the right direction at absolutely no extra cost to you. And friends, please join us every other Saturday for everything Disney from our perspective here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can download and subscribe to the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic every other Saturday. And until next time, don't forget to keep the mouse in your house. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye.